Hello, heroes, and welcome to another exciting episode of One Shot. I'm James D'Amato, your Game Master. This week, we're continuing our adventure with Unbound and the Crazy Partiers. This week on the One Shot Twitch stream, we'll be playing the Animorphs card game that was based on the Animorphs television show. Everything about it is the most 90s ever, and I really hope you join us at twitch.tv/oneshotrpg Wednesday at 8 p.m. Central Time to watch us play. Right now, One Shot is in the middle of our first ever Patreon drive. If you've been listening for a while, you know that our network depends on listener support. We need to purchase and maintain equipment, pay the rent on the Pocket Dimension, and compensate the performers and producers who make these shows that you love. If just half of our audience gave us $2 a month, then I would be able to leave my day job tomorrow and produce more ongoing projects. In order to build the kind of stable income that the network needs to grow and support me as a full-time creator, we're starting off with a simple, manageable goal. We want to grow the One Shot Patreon to $7,500 a month with new or upgrading supporters by One Shot's fourth anniversary in August. If we make it, we'll be releasing our third installment of our Inspector Jackie series playing Feng Shui. Right now, you can back or upgrade to the $5 level to hear the first part of Inspector Jackie 3. But that's not all. For week 2 of our Patreon drive, we're also giving away a copy of Noisy Person Cards. If you watched TV this week, you might have seen that Kat and I were on ABC's The Toy Box pitching NPC to Mattel. We didn't win that competition. However, Mattel still bought NPC from us. They'll be releasing Noisy Persons on June 1st at Toys R Us across the country, which is awesome! But they did make a few changes to Noisy Person cards, and it's more than just the name. If you wanted to get NPC for those good gaming jokes that Kat and I wrote in, the only way to get it is going to be through contests like this. We can't sell it anymore, but I can give away my personal copies. Now, if you want a copy of the James and Kat version of NPC, all you have to do to enter this competition is to be a Patreon backer at any level and send an email to contests@oneshotpodcast.com with a 10 to 30 second audio clip with you explaining why you chose to support One Shot. One of the folks who sends in a message will win one of my personal copies of the James and Kat version of Noisy Person Cards. And the others will have a chance to have their message featured on the end of a one-shot episode. Finally, before we get to this week's episode, I'd like to take a moment to thank some of the folks who already support us on Patreon.
Tom and Jen, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Brian Whitgen, thank you.
Thank you, Brian. Harrison Cooper, thank you.
Matt Garcia, thank you.
Andrew Giselle, thank you. Or Giesel?
Giesel?
Andrew, whoever backed or fell in love with, thank you.
Thank you so much.
It's not spelled the same way, but thank you so much, Andrew. I'm so sorry for who I am as a person.
D. Barlow,
thank you.
Connor Moran, thank you.
That is a crack shot. Adam Grove, thank you.
Andrew Pesarchik, thank you so much.
Justin Miyashiro, thank you.
Chuck Thornton, thank you.
Is it Miyashiro?
Oh, no, I got it. Justin Miyashiro, thank you so much.
Okay, good. So I got it right the first time. Chuck Thornton, thank you.
Logan, thank you.
You were a pretty good movie.
I really liked that movie.
Armstrong Anonymous.
That's a great one.
That's a really good one.
Armstrong Anonymous.
That's an action figure.
Armstrong Anonymous.
It's like a big muscly dude with a question mark on his t-shirt.
Or like a paper bag over his face.
Oh, man.
Right?
Yeah. With all that out of the way, let's get to the show. Thanks again to all of our backers on Patreon, present and future. And with all that out of the way, let's get to the show.
We are adventurers. Yeah. Ding, ding, ding.
So you open the door. Behind the counter is a wolf wearing a wool sweater.
Mogrim.
Oh, wolf in wool. Oh, no, that's
wolf in wolf's clothing.
No, it's a wolf in sheep's clothing.
It's a wolf in sheep's clothing if it's wearing wool.
Again, the wolf of Wall Street.
It's the Wall Street Journal.
It is on Wall Street. Yep.
Mogrim.
Oh, anyway, hello.
Hi. I wanted to see if you printed this.
Let's see here.
Can everyone stop saying see? I know it's just like, it's a trigger for me. Let's just not say it.
Okay, sorry.
I'm blind.
Oh.
You should taste it. He'll feel better if you taste it.
No,
instead.
I'm not saying use a different sense. All I'm saying don't rub it in my face. Right,
maybe, right. Maybe smell
I'll,
it.
I'll take a look.
Damn it. For real?
Please assess this.
Thank you.
Okay.
He takes out a little a gold framed pair of glasses and it sits it on his nose.
All right, see here. Come to
Al Dovey.
Yeah, this is one of mine. I definitely sent this out.
Could you tell me?
Were you satisfied? The gold on pink, you know, is not easy to see. Sorry.
I mean, it's just like 1 minute ago I sent it.
But he's right. Even I have good vision and I had a hard time reading this.
Yeah, I don't care.
yeah, it's wonderful work. Could I ask who requested it of you?
Your estate.
Sure. Who requested it for my estate?
Oh, I just received a notice in the mail that invitations were to be printed up for a dungeon clearing party.
And we're back to the mail.
Who delivered the mail? Was it your regular guy?
Or is it a blob with shorts?
Was it a shorts-wearing blob?
My regular guy is a blob person. Who, I mean, the male uniform is shorts.
Yes. Okay, so it's probably the same guy who delivered all of our mail to us.
Mm-hmm. Could
that's
I...
a leap. Do you live close to here?
Nope. I don't know.
Could I put a standing request in, Mogrim, that anything from my estate ignore all orders that don't come from me in person?
Sure.
Thanks.
Sure.
Cool.
What if Paddock does it? You're going to run into a logistics problem there.
Well, Paddock can't speak any sort of basic.
Well, are you going to want to stop the order on these then?
There's more.
What do we have?
And it is a real estate listing for your property.
Yep. We are going to cancel that.
Okay. All right. I'll cancel it right away.
Do you have any standing orders for an Aldov Battleheart? You see, I'm blind and I don't want any mail going out in my name.
Aldove Battleheart. Let's see. We've got Aldive Boggleheart.
That's one of my aliases. That's probably let's cancel that.
Okay, cancel that right away. We've got an Aldine Baldoon.
That's my uncle. So let's check that one out as well.
That's you wanna, wait a minute. You want to cancel on behalf of your uncle?
I mean, I want to make sure because he's dead.
Did all he right. go blind too? Is it hereditary?
Yes.
Yeah. Maybe it's glaucoma.
So, well, you inherit all your traits from your uncle.
What does this say? What are all of the specifics? What we got?
It says, recently vacated tower, fully furnished, will be named historical site soon.
Will be.
That's what it promotes. Any prospective wizard, witch, magic user, inquire below.
Can we check the death notices for that property?
Well, this is a printing press.
At some point.
Just answer the question, dickhead. Let me check.
Wow. Okay. Look, I felt bad initially that I couldn't, you know, figure out how to talk around the fact that you're blind. But
I'm sorry, my blindness inconvenienced you.
Yeah, you're acting like kind of a dick right now. That didn't inconvenience me. Your request not to reference a very common sense that a lot of people use. Do you see what big eyes I have?
Wow. No, I don't see. Are you kidding me?
Well, I've got big ears, too.
Well, I think we're going to have to write a pretty stern Yelp review for this place.
What's that?
That's something that the local magic users like to do. They just enchant a rock that shouts out their review to passersby.
Well, seems terrible.
Thank you, Mogrim. You're great.
I mean, I have a question for Mogrim. Do you have an invoice, possibly, for those for the letters that went out?
Yeah.
See the invoice?
Absolutely.
He slides over the signed agreement made by mail between him and the estate.
So, what's the signature?
It just says Hamlin Tower. Signed.
They just signed Hamlin Tower.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a signature of a person. It's just
the tower. Is
you're allowed to sign anything with your address.
So, what we're saying is, it came from inside the house.
It looks like maybe your tower is trying to sell itself.
Well, it's trying to get. It doesn't like you.
I haven't finished clearing the place out. I don't know who Someone else could live at the prop in the property.
What?
You haven't checked every room?
You haven't looked in every room of the tower?
Oh, you can say look.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
I can say it. I was referencing her ability to look. Also, blind people can use that term. You people can't.
I feel like
we're the only people who should be able to use that term. We can actually do the thing.
Don't tell me you can do the thing.
Get out of my store.
I don't know how.
Pedro, like, so apologetically is, like, pushing you out and, like, silently trying to apologize to the wolf person.
Just genuflecting over it over again.
Just genuflecting.
Thanks as always, Mogrim. Again, only me in person from here on until I figure this out.
No problem, Mr. Caius.
By the way, Mogrim, you worried about any... You had a lot of paper in this place. It would suck if a dragon came
No!
By.
No!
Cobb, this is a disgusting trait.
What does that mean? Is this like
This is your worst trait.
Is this a protection racket? Do you represent a dragon?
No, I'm just saying, you know, there's a lot of paper in here. If a fire-breathing dragon happened to come by and the whole place would go up in flames and all your work, life's work would be destroyed. Unless you take out a policy, I can give you a...
No, we're done. We're done here. You're gone.
Ding,
you're
going. Ding, ding.
Wait, let me start my pitch ding, over.
You're going.
And you sit outside, and one of the rocks shouts at you,
I got what I wanted!
So it seems to me that there may be some sort of mystery.
I got what I wanted!
Okay, let's move farther away from this place. Some sort of mystery developing in your home.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, did
your
I
home
not,
sent a letter.
Did I not? I feel like I've been sending... Do I not? I thought that... Maybe I've just
finished
been...
Finish the thought.
I thought that I sent you guys occasional letters about, like, what I was up to. Have
nope.
I no, not
I never received anything.
That?
No, and honestly, I feel bad because I never wrote anything about what I was up to, and it's been a couple of years.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that, you know, your wife and children were dead.
Yeah.
I didn't know what going blind was like until now.
Oh, my God.
You know what? Congratulations to both of you, by the way.
What?
What?
Yeah.
What could you possibly be congratulating us
on? Our lives have been better.
Well, you know, to me, it sounds like, you know, your lives have, you know, certainly gotten a lot better than mine.
You don't, that's not a thing that you congratulate someone for. Someone's like, yeah, I got divorced. You're like, hey, congratulations, my wife died. It's like, that's not what congratulations is.
Well, now you have a story to tell.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Look, I think that the point here is that over the course of the last 2 years, we've all been pretty bad friends to each other. But what better way to rekindle this thing, this crazy partier thing that we had than going over to Inway's house and clearing out some rooms?
Seems simple enough to me.
Yeah.
What do you say? It's getting hot. Is that what the thing we said?
Yeah, I think so.
I think it's what we said.
All right, hands in.
All right.
Turn it up to the
right
hot.
Pedro puts my hand in the middle.
Yeah. Turn it up.
Turn it up.
To the hot.
It's gonna get
cray
cray. That's right. That's
wow, that wasn't confident.
That wasn't confident or accurate.
It's been a while. Oh, yes. So, I forgot to also mention one thing that happened to me is a memory ghost came in and sucked out a bunch of my memories. So, but no one else can use that. It only happened to me.
How would you know?
What happened to everybody else? The memory ghost sucked out your memories too?
My wife and children died.
Yeah, but... Great, so...
So I forgot all... Now
so
that
has, like,
occupies
a lot
of my,
yeah.
my brain.
Oh, it's
just
trauma,
thinking
yes.
about the crushing loneliness of being alive.
I went to a rave, and some teenagers gave me some ecstasy, and I partied all night, but they put a hold in my brain.
Okay, great. So memory ghost, trauma, and ecstasy.
Ingley, what about you?
I have other things that I do, and that wasn't the most important memory to have.
What?
Stored.
What?
Yeah.
But those are the best year of our lives.
You are my only friends.
You guys are probably my only friends. That's definitely that's true. Yeah, that's true.
Thinking about it, it's definitely true for me.
Yeah, that's 100% true.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely true for me.
It's just, I think we only said that like one, maybe two, three times.
But wait, England,
can
wait,
I say something?
You're talking.
I love you guys. I mean, not you, Pedro. I feel nothing for you. But the three of you, I love.
Well,
yeah.
I don't need to hear it back. I only said it because it is true for me.
Wait, Ingley, you said that we're your only friends as if it was kind of a bad thing.
What do you mean?
I mean, you said it with a huge sigh and you were...
Also, earlier you called us a betrayal.
No, so...
This is awkward. Yeah.
No, so... I feel like me needing help, right? And then I probably would have asked you guys for help anyway. I need help.
Yeah. Well,
I can admit that now.
Yeah.
But I wasn't at a place where I was going to ask for help. And if Paddock or Naff had just asked for help behind my back, that would have been a betrayal. Does that make sense?
Paddock is sitting in an armchair. He sighs audibly. Puts down the newspaper that he's reading, stares at you, then picks it back up, turns the page, and continues to read it.
So wait, would you say if they threw you a surprise birthday party, would that be a betrayal?
A huge betrayal.
Paddock puts down the newspaper that he's reading, inflates his neck pouch, and then once again goes back
to Paddock reading it. But Paddock has never thrown me a surprise birthday party. It's never happened. Paddock would not betray me like that, because Paddock is a construct that I made and incapable of betraying me.
So what I'm hearing is next year, we're throwing you a party.
Do friends?
But we're not going to...
Betray friends? I don't... Okay.
I mean, I've certainly been betrayed by people who are not my friends.
Yeah.
That's how you know.
Pedro looks down in shame.
Right? So...
Fine, no parties.
So here's what I am positing here. We don't betray each other.
We don't betray each other.
Huh? And instead, we have a crazy partier's adventure where we clear the house.
We're going to do some cleaning.
Which will probably involve killing somebody.
Yeah.
Who's sending out mail?
Hey, as long as it's not one of you three, I don't care who dies.
What about Pedro?
He looks at Pedro.
What about Pedro?
Well, are we bringing him into the dungeon with us? He's at high risk of dying.
Honestly, he has to come because I can't see a thing without him.
But, like, you could follow Cobb.
I could hold your hand, buddy.
You love each other. Why not hold hands?
You don't know the very complicated system that Pedro and I have established for him squeezing my hand for me to... It's like sonar, but for hand squeezes.
Mm. Okay.
Okay. We could put him in a suit. Like a
suit of armor.
There we go. Right?
No, don't worry about it.
All right, well, let's go.
How's Pedro looking?
Okay, well.
Pedro's sweating.
Oh. Well, I'm glad. Okay, so we got
at
to the bottom.
At least he'll never scream.
We got to the bottom of the mystery. Yeah. That the house on its own sent us all messages through a mysterious courier to come here and clean out the dungeon that Ingwe had nothing to know about, and now we've decided to go down and clean the dungeon.
Yes.
Okay, great.
Let's do it.
Let's turn it up to the hottest. It's about to get cray-cray.
But here's the thing. We already said that, and then we talked more about it, and we can't really just keep saying
it. I was checking. Is that it?
That's it.
Yeah, yes. I think things have... I mean, after we said it, I think things have already started to get a little cray-cray. So really, let's continue to have things be cray-cray.
So let's keep the current level of things being cray-cray.
Right, we're not turning up anything. We're kind of just leveling it out.
Sure, but we're not losing any heat as well.
No, it's like we're
it's heating. Yeah, the oven's heating.
We're cooking with gas, baby.
Yeah.
Yes. So this is preheating.
Yeah.
Great. I put it in cooking terms and I understand it.
So this is how we get to my basement.
Good.
So we are led down a winding staircase into the subterranean domain that is part of Hamlin Tower. Inway's purchased bit of real estate. When you get down there, you see like a few rooms that Inway has already cleared out. There are traps that were disabled. There were spells that were dispelled. And Inway has tried to make parts of this tower more homey. She's installed a library in some of these rooms. There was a torture chamber down there.
Several.
And, you know, because this place came furnished, like, there was torture equipment. And she's just put books on top of that and, like, tried to make, like, this one's a bar. And, like, you open an Iron Maiden and they're like, wine bottles.
Ooh,
and all of the spikes.
That's cool.
But it comes to a room with one of her tapestries at the end of the hall. What does this tapestry look like?
Oh.
This is, like, one that you put in the basement. So, like, it's not one of the ones that you're most proud of, but you also don't want to get rid of it because it feels like a waste.
It's one that has a gouth on it.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to make one with a beholder, but it didn't really work out. Yeah. So this is a gouth.
So it turns out it's a gouth. And it's, like, really puffy and, like, cute looking, but also kind of ugly.
Yeah, yeah, it's ugly cute.
And so it's at the end of this hallway, and behind it is a door. This door is massive, made of obsidian, and there is a pig carved into it. And as you, like, pull the tapestry away, you guys are immediately hit with the impact of seeing this door. There's just something significant about it.
Well, some of us are.
Yeah. Pedro is. Pedro yes. squeezes your hand to let you know there's a significant pig on the door. Mm-hmm. And we're going to assume that he does that for most of the things.
So as you can see, there's a sig pig.
Jesus Christ. Okay. What does that mean?
Well, I'm not quite sure.
Is it so? This is as far as you've gotten
in this direction.
Okay.
What other directions are there?
East, south, west.
And Dennis.
Yes, there's also Dennis, which all compasses point to true Dennis.
Hmm.
So
there's no north in this.
Is it locked? Yes. I mean, what is this? In Pignia have to do with anything? Can we open the door? Pignia?
In Pignia is great.
In Swinia.
Why would you try to make it better than what I... In Pignia's gotta be the best.
I haven't been able to open the In Pignia yet. It seemed pretty imposing. I was going to... I'd taken a lunch break and I was going to come try to figure it out after.
Well... Did you try the handle?
Well, it looks like it's going to bite you if you just put your hand in the mouth and pull the handle. See? You can't see. So.
I mean, I can see.
I can kick it.
The door closes. It's a pool door. See?
Oh. I could pull it. Reach your hand in there and try to pull the door.
Let's see what happens.
All right. We are getting to our first test of the game. Remy.
Yes.
You are going to be trying to open this door.
Done it before. Can do it again.
Yeah, the great Remy Lionsbeard folk hero returns to try and open a door. So I'm going to draw a card, and you are going to draw a card, and whosoever card is higher will succeed. So Remy's got a king, and I've got an eight. So
I burned a king on a door. Does this stay out of the deck or go back in?
This is and goes into a discard pile.
Got it.
So I will put that next to your deck because reshuffling is actually a part of this game.
Okay.
So you reach your hand onto the door handle, and indeed, just as Inway had mentioned, it bites down on you. But you are a big tough warrior instead of a wizard. So you fight the door. You like pull it and like manage to twist your arm, even though we can see that there's a little bit of blood running down your wrist.
The pain gives me strength.
And you pull against the door, starting to open it. But it looks like it's going to take more than one person to open this door. So what does the next party member do?
Doesn't hurt, you're not alive.
The pig's eyes like fly up. There's just fire within the empty eye sockets on this obsidian pig door, and they just light up with flames.
Oh, that's easy. Inway lights two fingers on fire and goes and pokes it in the eyes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Boink. So we're going to, again, do a card. One, two, three.
A five.
I pulled an ace, oof, which in this system is low.
Oh, is low. Cool.
So you succeed. What does that look like?
So the flames cancel each other out. So she gets just gouges deep into its eye sockets and it squeals.
All right. And either. So with that, yeah, it opens its mouth and just a loud fills the room, like just echoing down the hall. The sound is almost unbearable. What do you do?
Well, Aldo, plug your sensitive ears.
Aldo, who heard it as soon as you heard it, throws his hands to his ears and like rocks him back and forth between his head. Rocks his head back and forth.
Pedro can't hear it. We should send Pedro up to the door.
Pedro can hear. He just can't talk. Wait. Pedro's wait. On the ground rolling.
What do you think mute is?
And then you can't hear or speak.
No. There is a specific word for one of those. Deaf.
Oh. Well, what was the pinball wizard?
Huh?
Deaf, dumb, and blind.
Yes, but we don't really say dumb anymore. Like, as a
pretty
medical term, yes. Yeah. Blind, yes. Deaf, yes. Mute, additional yes.
Okay, the door is actually going to do you guys some damage now. So I pulled a two of hearts. So this is going to inflict two damage, and that will count against your stamina.
Ouch.
Does my defense help?
So, ouch, because our staminas aren't that great.
Yeah, but there are actions that will help you recover. All right, so the sound is echoing down the hall, piercing you. Like you can feel it throughout your being, racking you with pain. Remy is busy with the door. Inway still has her fingers in the eyes of the pig. So either Aldove or Cobb has to act.
Okay, I reach into my briefcase and I pull out two knives and I go to stab my eardrums out.
No.
All right.
I like this
let's,
game.
Three, two, one.
I got a seven.
And I got a three. So you successfully pierce out your eardrums, and the racking pain of this noise stops. As does all noise.
Great.
No, Cobb is deaf now.
You just made yourself the word that you didn't understand 1 minute ago.
So, Cobb, now that you're deaf, you can see that your friends are in pain, but you experience none of that pain.
I kind of point to my... Guys, it worked! It worked!
Aldo takes his hammer that he always carries at his side,
yep,
and hurls it at the door, hoping to God that he successfully hits the door.
Yep, 3, 2, 1.
It's a king.
King against a four.
Nice.
Oh, man, I'm drawing all my low cards. This is going to be a rough late round for you guys. So you throw it at the door. It shatters the pig's jaw, which drops to the ground. It stops screaming, and the door slowly creaks open.
Oh, no!
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy, cop. You weren't... And I'm, like, really enunciating so you can read my lips.
His ears are bleeding. He's still got daggers in them, I think.
Cobb! Are you trying to talk to me? Cobb!
Can
Bob!
Oh, God.
Can Aldove use his recover action to heal his allies?
Yes, absolutely.
It just says inspire all allies in your area heal too.
Yeah, so you tell me what this effect looks like. That's just one of your abilities.
So Aldov is a cleric, a former cleric, obviously. He knows many healing spells. Mm-hmm. So he kind of rubs his hands together and puts them around Cobb's head. Cobb's just like crazy. And then he like channels his healing into Cobb's ears. He takes the daggers out first and then attempts to heal his eardrums.
Okay, I'd say, through you, the power of Torag, or Jesus Christ, as is known in Dwarven, is channeled into your friend's ears, sealing up the puncture wounds that he put in his eardrums.
Now do that to your eyes!
See, okay, I knew someone was going
now
to say
that. Now just do that to your eyes!
It does not work on eyes!
But what about...
Here, I'll do it.
Specifically, no, okay. No, I...
Oh, look at that. But like I can see again.
Okay, but a heal spell. A heal spell.
What?
Different spell.
Look, mechanically, I used to know a bunch of heal spells, but the game has changed, so to speak. And so now it's just this is the heal action I have, and that don't work on the eyes.
Well, you can only heal allies.
Is that an eyes pun?
No, I know. I'm just saying. It makes sense. Also, guys, I can hear again, but I can only hear red.
So, does that heal all of us? Or
yeah,
just
yeah, everyone everybody. Gets healed too.
Tahahait.
I feel the same.
Feel great.
So that idea I had was not good.
Buddy, no.
Yeah, you stabbed your eardrums out like pretty instantly. Like you did it in a way that I feel like maybe you've been thinking about doing it.
Pedro reaches into his satchel and gives you a pamphlet on self-harm and like strategies for avoiding it.
Oh, self-harm. Tips for self-harm.
Pedro, why do you have pamphlets about tips for harming yourself? Don't answer. You can't.
So Remy's looking through the doorway to see what this next room looks like.
Yeah, I pry my hammer out of the door as well.
It's very dark in there.
Guys, we can't see anything in there.
Welcome to my house. Florida.
The obsidian like of the door continues down the hallway into an inky blackness.
Oh, Aldo, there's an inky blackness ahead, just so you know.
Actually, I can see a little better down here because dwarves have dark vision.
Yeah.
And what dark vision does is it makes everything just like grayscale, mm-hmm. like gray tones, which is like better for my vision. Mm.
So is this magical darkness or can you see into the room?
I think you can see into the room.
Yeah, then I can see into the room. You know... Part of the
spell worked.
Part of the no,
it worked. You touched your eyes, and now you can see.
But it also made me see worse.
Yes, so I guess the spell that I cast had some effects on the rest of you, so you're not going to be able to see as well down here. But my sight is restored. So that's a spell I'm capable of casting, just to get it all out in the open.
Vampire sight.
Yeah. Oh boy, it's a vampire sight spell.
Wait, I have sonar now. Hey!
Cobb walks immediately into a wall.
So what's in there?
Yeah, what's in the room?
What's in the room?
So it is a smooth-hewn hallway, but is there anything distinct in there?
It's just a hallway?
I mean, right now it's just a hallway, but Unbound is sort of a collaborative game.
Sure.
So if you want something to be in there, it's in there.
So we think it's just a hallway. But about halfway down to the hallway, Aldov sees a shape, and he, like, stops everyone's movement.
Wait.
What?
I believe this hallway has a hallway troll inside of it. Are you all familiar with the hallway troll?
No.
The hallway troll has riddles, and in order for us to pass the hallway, we must answer its riddles.
Okay. Hello?
Wow. Are they really good riddles?
Hi.
Like really sophisticated riddles?
I hope so. Yeah, you could a basic internet search for riddles could probably pull
Hi,
up.
Are you?
Hello?
Are you living here?
What? Internet.
Who's it? Who's there?
Yes, it's definitely a hallway troll.
Are you living here?
Yes.
I'm the new homeowner.
She's your landlord, technically.
Did you send us a letter? Okay. Don't come any further.
That's fine. Hi, my name's Inway.
Hello.
I'm the new tower wizard.
Emily, you should collect your rent.
I'm not going to do that.
He's got squatter's rights at this point.
Do you want to keep living here? Or do you want to vacate the premises?
Yes, I do want to keep living here. I also want to ask you some riddles.
I mean, that's all these people know. So it's kind of like, you know, it's have to answer the riddle.
Well, I could just kill him. I have a battle axe and a lust for blood.
You certainly could, and they're a very weak species of creature.
So,
yes, you could kill the hallway troll. But once you do that, you get a curse.
Oh.
Yeah, their blood is cursed, and if you spill a hallway troll's blood, you live with the hallway troll curse.
I feel like I've been cursed for a long time. I don't know. Do I want to start dealing with
it? It's not really like a subletting situation. It's just a feature of a house.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess you could kill them. It's technically stand your ground laws apply. But,
my uncle had a hallway troll, and this is how I know about them. And, like, honestly, like, riddles aside, hell of a nice guy. And the one at my uncle's house only knew like 4 riddles. Well, once you knew the answers, it's like you could pass at all times.
How about we do this? We see what the riddle is. If we can't figure out, I chop his head off.
Great. And then, but I won't swing because I don't want part
of the
curse.
I don't want to curse.
I'm not worried about it. My life has been so shitty recently.
I'm sure that we'll be able to do the riddle. I would like to formalize a subletting situation. You're my lawyer.
Yeah, it's true. I could act as your lawyer. And as your lawyer, I advise you, do not enter into a contract with a hallway troll.
Why?
I am a notary public, by the way, if you need.
Why? I mean, if we're the ones setting the contract, it's not like we're signing his contract. We're the people setting the contract.
Well, you know what? You should put
I'm
some...
the landlord.
Oh, he's right, though. If you enter into a contract with me, it will be cursed.
Yeah, it's a cursed contract because, as I recall, hallway trolls have to sign in blood.
Yes.
Because they don't do ink. So, to get
against
the contract...
Against our religion.
You gotta get the blood, you get the blood, you get the curse. It's just like a whole hallway troll thing.
What do you eat?
I can answer that. It's bugs and shit.
I'm just trying to understand what this whole arrangement
bugs
is.
Bugs and shit? He eats his own shit?
Let me come over.
The hallway troll lumbers its way down the hallway and goes,
wait a minute, I recognize you guys from Apple Grove Township.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to guard the gate there.
Oh.
You were a hallway troll guarding the gate?
See, I don't know. So I had a memory ghost.
Well, it's really funny. So I used to guard Apple Grove Township, but one day, a hallway troll came by the gate of the town, and I smashed him because he, you know, shouldn't be coming into town.
Yep,
sure.
And I got cursed, and I turned into a hallway troll.
Sure, that's how it works.
And now I live here.
Okay.
Well, why'd you choose here?
Well, you're sort of instinctually drawn places as a hallway troll. Hallways. Actually, something I learned probably that troll that I smashed was just, you know, inexplicably drawn to Apple Grove Township and didn't really have a choice in the matter. I've been searching through feelings of guilt ever since.
Okay. What's your name?
I forgot my name. Part of the curse.
Yep.
Great.
Yeah,
I've
been there, buddy.
Yeah, hell yeah. Memory ghost, death of a loved one.
Ecstasy.
And can't be concerned with it.
So let's get this riddle show on the way.
It's actually a riddle per person, but I believe if I have a serving boy, he gets to go on my riddle.
It's true. Any parties who are linked by terms of service count as one riddle.
Yeah, also...
Great, so since I do have a lawyer, you should be able to help me out. You should be able to help out everyone on their riddles.
Well, that's only if he represents all of you as a lawyer.
Do I have to pay you to represent me?
I mean,
answer
yes.
My riddle?
I don't have a lawyer.
You absolutely do have to. I'm a lawyer. I'm not a, you know, it's. I'm not a public defender.
Well, can you do a pro bono situation on these riddles?
I don't need to do a pro bono situation because I've already filled my quota this year.
Well, let's see what the riddles are.
Let's see what the riddles
are. Okay, for the lawyer. What is something that you always have with you, but you always leave behind.
You're the butt.
Well, let's think that through before we get a hallway troll curse, shall we?
Hold on. Something that you always have with you.
Always have with you.
But you always leave behind.
Yep. Butt sounds pretty good.
I mean, your butt is a part of you.
Do you have a butt, hallway troll? Do you not realize what a butt is?
Oh, yes. Are we using an unclear term to you? Do you not know what a butt is?
I mean, I think I did in my previous body of half-orc.
Okay. So, yeah, your butt is the thing where the poop come out of you. It follow on the back of your person at all times. So it fulfills all the criteria of the riddle.
It does.
Well, you're the lawyer, so I guess he can pass. The wizard can pass. Are you going to pay him?
Yeah, I paid him.
He's okay, you can pass.
Me.
It's just you.
Okay.
All right, you got your own riddle.
Sweet.
And be careful. This one is really tough.
Uh-oh. I'm pretty dumb.
Okay. I'm tasty on the inside. I'm curvy, not wide. If you step on my hide, you'll go for a ride. What am I?
A cat.
Wait.
What? No!
Can you...
What's wrong with you?
You step on a cat, it'll drag you along.
Can you repeat the riddle?
I'm tasty on the inside. I'm curvy, not wide. If you step on my hide, you'll go for a ride.
You got this.
What am I?
You got it.
God, if the answer was snake after what it did to his family, how messed up would that be?
Did you say snake?
It's not snake.
Ah, and he chops the troll.
Oh, that was such an easy...
I'll need you to draw a card using the red Sharpie over there. I need you to write hallway troll curse.
Oh, boy.
Oh, Remy.
I panicked. Did you guys know what it was?
Yeah.
Yes.
I was thinking Diet Coke.
No.
Nope.
It's a woman.
It's a banana.
Oh, yeah. But also...
Why would you go for a ride? Oh, you'll slip.
Whoa.
Too bad I killed this guy.
Dude.
He seemed real nice.
Well, now you have a hallway troll, Curtis, which essentially means your credit is destroyed.
I was really looking forward to having a hallway troll in my house.
Sorry.
Well, now you got the corpse of one to come clean up later.
And then you hear echoing through the hallway.
Yeah.
The great Remy Lionsbeard couldn't answer a riddle.
Nope. Never been my strong
save his family from a snake.
Who that?
Oh. Yes.
Shit.
Who that is?
To think if you had been more patient, more observant, more ready to answer puzzles with things other than force, you might have been able to best that snake in combat.
What's this attack ad?
Remy.
Don't vote Remy Lionsbeard.
Remy's axe drops to the side and his head goes down. And you see big tears just like falling into his beard, and they're getting stuck there.
Whoa, hey.
Who are you? Declare yourself, voice.
All I know is my axe.
Who paid for this ad?
Remy.
This ad brought to you by Hamlin Tower. Hamlin Tower, a future historical site.
No! No, this will never be declared a historical site.
So our suspicions are confirmed. The tower is working against us.
No, it isn't.
Well,
no.
It did send us letters.
No.
And it's now attacking our friend Remy after he murdered this hallway troll in cold blood.
Stop saying
that.
Someone...
That wasn't cold blood. It was option B.
I mean, he's taunting him with the happy memory of his child dying. That he doesn't get to relive anymore.
It's not my house. It's not my house. It's someone living in my house using the house against us.
Yes.
The house is a neutral entity.
In wave Reeve Archaeus, more attached to her new home than her old friends.
That's
no,
true.
That's not true.
Don't vote but Inway.
The voice said it, so why would it lie?
It's an attack ad.
Ad paid for by Hamlin Tower.
No, and that's my money. Stop using my money.
I mean, it's happening, you know, it's happening in the hallway, so it must be true.
I don't know who to believe.
I believe the voice. It was right about me.
You did kill that troll.
And I, like, let a snake in my house. Okay. If I would have kept the snake out of, if I was smarter about
it. No, you were
it.
A victim. A snake could have shown up in anybody's house.
What? There could be a snake in my house?
Yes.
They could live in your basement.
We cut back to your home / business. There's dramatic music with different scenes, like zooming in underneath the counter, and then like a little snake tongue comes out. And we cut back to
our
scene of darkness.
If there is a snake in your house, there is a way you can protect against any damages from that.
How?
Well, I have some literature here if you'd like to look at it.
Thedric Toscobble, more interested in earning gold so that he can eat than enjoying the friendships that saved his very life. Don't vote Cobb.
Is that the problem?
Are that you... is what you're doing to me.
Okay, but are you having problems with money?
Oh, no, I look at this fine suit I'm wearing.
The sleeve just falls off.
If you're having problems with money, do you want to come live here?
I
don't fall for it. Inway cares more about the house than she does her friend.
Okay.
That's what the voice said.
I'm inviting my friend to come live in all of the space that I have. I have so much extra space.
Don't do it. She might be a vampire.
Aldo Battleheart.
Huh?
Suspicious of his friends and easily deceived by magical tricks.
Wait a second.
Don't vote Aldo.
I feel like you just got that last part from listening to me for the last couple of minutes. Be honest. You didn't expect me to be here, right? Because I'm blind?
Aldo Battleheart. Blind?
Yeah, there it is.
Question mark?
So you don't know.
No, wait! Yeah!
Aldo Battleheart claims to be a healer, but is blind. Dude. Maybe.
Hey, wait,
this
House.
This is crazy.
House, name one thing about my past.
Thedric Toscobble enjoys licking stones.
Wait a second. This house has our memories. Maybe my memory ghost, the death of your family, the ecstasy, and your chronic indifference was all caused by this house.
Or this house is just whoever's doing this just knows us?
No, I got it. It stole our memories, and now it's using our memories against us. And the only way for us to get the memories back is by eating this house.
I'll start.
Please don't eat my house. Please don't. Please don't eat my house.
I need you to draw a card.
Okay.
Three, two, one.
Please don't leave my house.
Four.
Four. Oh, ties go to the player.
War.
Nope, ties go to the player.
One, two, three.
Ties go to the player. Cobb, one thing that has been consistent across all versions of this game that we've played is that you have preternatural tasting abilities. So with one lick of this stone, memories, lost memories from your life start flooding back to you. And you...
I hate you, Dad.
You remember the day that the Buttercup left. Buttercup took the kid and left. That I hate you, Dad, as you stood in the door of your house, which we can see a big foreclosure sign on the side of it.
Buttercup, and we can get through this.
All you remember is the child who is walking behind her, turning around and saying, I hate you, Dad. And as soon as the memory comes back, it's gone.
This house doesn't taste good. I want to leave.
I want to leave too.
Why does my house taste bad?
It.
Hey, my house is nice.
Your house is terrible.
The house knows things that I never want to relive again. This house knows my deepest, darkest nightmares.
That doesn't make sense. Okay, the house is magical, right?
Yes.
Sure.
Clearly.
I grab Ingwe's hand, and then I re-lick the walls.
Oh,
I like
cool,
this.
Cool, cool.
Yeah, I like this stupid idea so much. There's no drawing a card for it. Inway, you're hit with a memory. You're in the library at school, and a half-dragon sorcerer is studying next to you. It's like, hey, I was told by our professor to come here and study with you because I'm struggling in class and you're doing really well. Do you have time to like go over some of the notes on quiescent forces, quiescent strands?
Yeah, like what for?
For our 201 quiescent strands, the strands that bind.
Sure.
Taught by Professor Stranding.
I guess what's your name?
Rowan.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Pull up a chair.
So he pulls up a chair, you study into the night, and slowly, like, he appears to be getting it, but as the study session goes on, you have made yourself more distant. He's like, wow, this is really turned around for me. This is, like, huge. Thank you so much. You excuse yourself to go to the bathroom, and you take your books and never come back, and you are cut back to reality.
Did I not have that memory previously?
You know, because of chronic indifference, that memory was stolen from you.
Cool. Huh.
You see?
Yeah. Yeah. Huh.
Yeah, huh.
Wait, what just happened?
I have no
idea. You guys both just looked away for a while. Then now you're both saying, yeah, and huh.
I grab Pedro's hand, and Pedro grabs his hand, Pedro's, and then I lick the wall. Hand,
yeah.
So, Aldo, God.
Can I pitch a suggestion
to
you?
Yes, please.
So this should be a memory of me and Pedro, like, sharing a special, like, loving moment.
Yeah, because I thought great,
I
don't.
I don't love him because I think that I don't love him.
So Pedro is crying, and he's sitting on one of the stools in your restaurant, and his knee is bleeding, and aww, you are applying healing salves to it. He fell from a tree.
Oh. Oh, I
have
see.
No, like, Pedro wordlessly starts nodding. And
now
going,
I see.
Yeah, you see, don't you?
You're not blind anymore?
That's weird because in my memory I can see. Isn't that crazy how, like, I am blind, but, like, if I'm, like, remembering stuff, like, I can, like, see it? Like,
It has to do with how memory is constructed.
Yeah, isn't it, like, weird and crazy? Because, like, when I was born, I could see. And in my memories, I can still see.
Put down that pipe.
Come on, man. I'm just getting a little high. Wow. So we all get it now.
Yeah, we nope. all get it.
This house has stolen our memories.
I don't know that it might be. Interesting. I don't think it's the house. I don't know if it's the house. It might be, but...
Anyway, you have a way of carrying on complete conversations with only yourself, and it makes everyone else here feel like we're part of it, but we're not part of it.
Okay. So that house is magic.
So you're still doing it.
I'm trying to explain.
All right,
I'm not good at this.
All right, let's all try our best to pay complete attention.
I live by myself with... a frog, and by a frog, I do mean a toad, and he doesn't like it when I do that.
And somewhere upstairs, the toad puts down his newspaper, like squints, and then pulls his newspaper back up.
And a griffin. So I talk to them a lot, but they can't respond. So I just talk to myself.
Sure.
So I'm not used to having other adults around.
And Pedro.
And Pedro.
Who is it,
sorry,
boy?
Pedro. So
Pedro
bear with
folds
me.
His arms.
Bear with me. This is a magical abode, right?
Yes, clearly. It's an abode. Yeah.
It's enchanted in various capacities.
That's why you bought it.
It's why, well, sort of. I bought it because I liked the view.
I mean,
the pigs?
No, the countryside.
Down here, there's pretty much no view.
Didn't buy it's it for this. Black. This is a huge inconvenience.
So spending time with us is an inconvenience.
That's not. You
ouch.
All have a way of really just
your
reading.
Your chronic indifference knows no bounds.
Great, wonderful. So, enchanted place, right?
Yes.
We've been over that, yes.
I haven't figured out the bounds of the place.
Got it.
But someone else could be controlling that, right? because wizards are supposed to maintain control of the enchantments on their estates.
Okay.
That's why I bought the tower.
Because like you would inherit the enchantments?
Yes, exactly.
So you think that maybe the previous owner of this estate is living inside of it still and trying to drive you away?
Well, I thought that the
witch... Why would they call us over to kill them?
I thought that the witch had died, so I doubt it's the witch, but someone else might have moved in.
Thought I died, have you?
The troll!
And... See, above you, like, the obsidian reflects this horrible face with rounded cheeks and snubbed nose and green skin and fiery red eyes with hair dancing.
Thought I, you were rid of me? Thought this region would be rid of me? No!
I throw my axe.
The pig witch.
The very same!
The axe, like, dinks off of the obsidian ceiling. But and, when like, it makes cracks it, the image.
When it makes it dink out, it goes...
So it's the pig witch.
Yes! The pig witch. And I will put you through trials. Trials which you have never been before. But will reflect the experiences that you have all shared together.
The ones that you have stolen from us in our memories, pig witch.
How will we know it reflects it if we can't remember it?
Well, soon you'll remember nothing. I will have drained you of all your knowledge and power.
So you're going to remember it even less.
I would like that very much.
I'd go for a rave right now.
So wait, hold on. Is that what like your whole deal is? Like you're a pig witch and you drain the memories for the more power?
Yes, and eventually I will use those to manifest a new body and once again own my tower and terrorize the countryside, stealing the sentience from more creatures of the forest.
So wait, pig witch, did Ingwe buy this house and pay money for it when you still lived here, so it's technically still your property, so she signed a false legal document?
Well, I think what happened is your physical form died, but yes! Like with pig witches, it's like very like it's a gray area.
I don't see how this has thematically to do with pigs.
Well, you're the one who called her the pig witch.
Well, she's clearly a pig witch.
Wow! I'm called that because I look like this.
Suey.
Well, she's themed her whole thing to be pigs.
Well, I mean, if someone, like, if people call you corn dog your whole life, like, you can either, like, start eating corn dogs or, like, you know, be the weird guy who's just called corn dog for no reason. You know what I'm
now
saying?
Now, wait, pig witch, you just look like this in this ethereal manifestation of you, or were you literally a pig during your life?
I shared some features with pigs.
So, but you're trying to reconstruct your body, correct?
Yes.
Why not just reconstruct a body that has nothing to do with, like, a pig or whatever? Yeah,
then why don't you just heal your eyes out?
All right, I get what's happening here.
Anyway, Remy, you didn't get to see it, but that's pig witch stole all our deepest memories. That were the deepest recesses of our hearts. Mm.
So now we have to go, it looks like, undergo the trials of the pig witch to restore our memories and, like, become friends again.
Wait, so pig witch, is your intention to kill us in these trials?
Oh, yeah.
What happens?
There's no way you'll survive these trials. I've seen all of you through various agents. I have stolen your memories. A memory ghost for Aldove. Severe trauma for Remy.
You sent the snake?
And preying upon Inway's natural chronic indifference.
Also, losing my memory in an ecstasy rave was just a coincidence.
I believe so.
Ecstasy is a hell of a drug.
I actually believe that maybe you just ingested a drug before the memory, which kind of got to you. I mean, the pig witch got to you with, like, the memory.
I just used a huge syringe and pulled it out.
Oh, yeah, like at the hospital after I overdosed on ecstasy. Say, I got a question for you. So you're going to put us through these trials, right?
Yes.
But what if we all die in the first trial? Have you already set up multiple trials? Doesn't it feel like a lot of wasted effort then?
I will have gone through the trouble of setting up multiple trials, but already the door trial went pretty great for me.
We conquered it, though.
But, Cobb, you almost killed yourself.
I outsmarted the witch, didn't I?
Cobb, based on your performance in Trial 1, I think my plan is going to go great.
All right, pig witch, bring on the trials.
With that, the end of the hallway opens up, light streams in. It's blinding, it's so hard to
see. Come on, man.
She's taunting you now.
What awaits you in the portal beyond?
I ain't afraid of no ghosts. Let's go.
Let's ghost.
All right. So that's it for One Shot this week, but the Crazy Partiers will be back next week with an action-packed finale. In the meantime, I suggest you check out one of our brand new shows, the System Mastery Podcast. On System Mastery, co-hosts Jeff and John read old role-playing games and review them. Some of these games are weird and wonderful hidden gems. Some are bad. And some are so unbelievably horrible, you can't believe somebody actually wrote them down. Thankfully, with System Mastery, you get all the fun of knowing about an old weird role-playing system without having to do any of the work. That's System Mastery, beating a dead horse 1d6 damage at a time. Remember, One Shot's Patreon drive is still going on. And this week, old and new backers can earn a chance to win one of my personal copies of the James and Cat version of Noisy Person Cards by emailing us at contests@oneshotpodcast.com with a 10 to 30 second audio clip explaining why you back the One Shot Network. One backer will receive the original version of Noisy Person Cards that is not available anywhere else. And the others will get a chance to hear their message on an upcoming episode of One Shot. As always, we end One Shot with a call to action. And this week, I'm talking about voting rights. Days after firing the man investigating his administration for colluding with Russia to interfere with the 2016 elections, Trump has issued an executive order establishing a commission on election integrity. This election commission will be chaired by Mike Pence and make recommendations to the president about how to address alleged voter fraud. Despite the commission's innocuous name, Kansas Secretary of State Kirk Kobach's appointment to the commission hints at the true purpose of the group. Kobach is a lawyer with ties to white nationalism who has helped write and pass voter ID laws in multiple states, many of which have been overturned in court due to their racially disparate impact and clear discriminatory intent. A commission on election integrity that includes men like Kobach is a thinly veiled attempt to suppress voting rights in the name of election fairness. Trump has repeatedly insisted that millions of people voted illegally in the 2016 election, despite a complete lack of evidence. It is clear that the real threat to free and fair elections in the United States is, in fact, a widespread effort to limit voting rights. Many state governments have been working steadily to disenfranchise voters of color since the Supreme Court's 2013 decision to invalidate a key enforcement provision in the Voting Rights Act of 1965. Trump's Election Integrity Commission is likely to advocate for spreading these discriminatory state-level policies nationwide. This is evil, this is racist, and we have to stop it. Thankfully, a good first step to stopping this practice from spreading is calling your representatives. And you can start with your state's attorney general. If you're like me, you get social anxiety about calling people. It is a very difficult thing to do, and I understand that. Thankfully, there is a wonderful service called 5calls.org. 5calls has issue summaries like the one that I just spoke to you about, contact information for your representatives, and a script to read while you're on the phone to help you get your point across. Please, I encourage all of you, take some time out of your day to call your representatives about important issues like this. Calling only takes a few minutes, and it can have a huge impact. One Shot is a proud partner in the Chicago Podcast Co-op. If you're an advertiser looking to reach an engaged Chicago audience, be sure to contact the co-op about advertising opportunities. And if you're a listener who wants to find a new show, check out the Rewatch Podcast. Max Temkin from Cards Against Humanity and Patrick Klepek from Kotaku rewatch one episode of Lost each week. As always, a big thanks to our supporters on Patreon. If you want to help us in a non-monetary way, the best thing you can do is tell a friend about the show. You can also leave us a rating or review on iTunes. Every 5-star review we get helps new people find the show. If you want to hear more from the show, be sure to follow us on Twitter at OneShotRPG. Look us up on Facebook at facebook.com/OneShotPod. Check out our Tumblr at OneShotPodcast.tumblr.com. Check out our Google Plus community. Or look for news on the site at oneshotpodcast.com. If you're looking to inquire about advertising rates, live appearances, and commissioning episodes, or you have a question or comment about something you heard on the show, contact us at gamemaster@oneshotpodcast.com.
One Shot is a joint production between Peaches and Hot Sauce and Paracosm Press. Peaches and Hot Sauce is a Chicago-based comedy network with tons of great podcasts, videos, and live shows for you to check out at peachesandhotsauce.com. Finally, that music, which is right now swelling up over my voice, is Be Your Own Pet with Adventure, courtesy of Infinity Cat Records.
See you next time, heroes!